It was actually a disappointment to me. Actually, if I'm being quite honest, I kind of got depressed afterwards. I'm not going to lie to you. I was in a deep depression for a while afterwards because I was really hoping to do something for my life, and it didn't.
Latino Vida Podcast and the Latino Vida Podcast. Christian Hennis Mayor, Papi Julian Jose Begaselis, and today I am with Brian Rowe. That I must say is like when I meet you,
yeah.
The first experience, I was getting into the comedy scene. You were already doing a lot of the comedy scene,
mm-hmm.
and I saw you get a lot of reserve spots. Like you get like always like doing like shows and showcases. Mm. Like this is one of the most respected comics in
I don't know about that. I would
in the scene.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I'd agree with that.
3 years later, I'm like, I believe you're one of the most disrespected comics.
Respect. I said, yeah, it's like, the opposite.
Like I remember when they started like Vouch, they were shout out a comic that deserves more time. And one person coming like, we should shout out people who deserve less time, and I believe they tag you.
No, they did tag me. You're right.
There you go.
They did tag me. Yeah, no. But I know the Vouch. I know Jerry, so I mean we're friends. So he was fucking with me, but also, yeah, the disrespect never ends.
It never ends. But yeah. I brought this for you because last night I saw him was at Beanie's Pizza, not even in a comedy show. Like he's not.
I was over at an open mic, and I was like, I'm gonna get pizza. And I walked in. I was like, oh hey.
But it was fun, like, always, like, catching comics in the wild.
It's always weird to catch a comic in the wild. It's like, oh, yeah, you're a person, too. I forgot you...
Oh, you eat.
I forgot you do things outside of just say heinous things into a microphone.
Yeah, do they give you, like, a ticket for this? Like,
you get a drink ticket for this pizza?
For this pizza?
How'd you pay for this?
What show I have to be on to get this pizza? Why do you feel that there's, like, that level of disrespect to Brian Rowe?
I
believe it's also you.
I think it's just there's so too many people doing it, so I mean, it's not disrespect. It's more like there's a lot of people doing it, so kind of get buried. I mean, it's kind of at a point where if you don't have something to provide other people, then they don't really care.
But I believe you also, like, go against you.
I refuse to bend to people's will where it's like, oh, look, I'm never going to be like, oh, look how great you are to someone.
I remember that the last thing, one of the last posts I saw from you was mm-hmm. like, you put in the art that tips are appreciated, really nice cartoonist, that he did for your special. And you're like, a lot of people think like this was the best part of the special.
I mean, people aren't going to like you, and that's fine. I mean, the problem is we all do this thing where we want everyone to like us, and I want people to like me, but I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not so people
Not gonna cater.
No, I don't care. Yeah, that's perfect. I don't care to people, and I'm fine with that. I mean, if you're not gonna like me, don't like me. That's fine.
Like all the audience like, okay, go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, dude. I was like, on stage is way different. Off stage, I'm like, also we're all lunatics. We all like if anyone doing this is out of their damn mind. I mean, I'm so in my head all the time. Like people are always like, I thought you were really mean when I first met you. I'm like, I didn't say anything to you. I literally said nothing to you. You just I had this assumption because I said nothing. I was just sitting there in my own head trying to figure out what I was about to say on stage, and I probably looked serious because that's just my face.
Yeah, like, I believe I felt like that. I was like, when I met you, like, you were in your shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, no high nor anything. Like, the first time you were like, oh, Christian, it's like, he knows my name. And then, like, fifth time you were like, Christian, it's like, damn it, he knows my name.
God damn, I don't want this guy to know my name.
Like, no, we're not friends. No, but the first time, like, because, again, like, you were already doing shows. And I was, like, starting. So it's like, oh, I want to get to this point.
Yeah.
Then I'm like,
I don't want to be stuck like this guy.
You're like, what the fuck? This
is gonna get out of here. What are you doing?
Like, what is happening with your special? Did it get you more opportunities?
It didn't do anything for me, no.
It
was actually a disappointment to me. Actually, if I'm being quite honest, I kind of got depressed afterwards. I'm not going to lie to you. I was in a deep depression for a while afterwards because I was really hoping to do something for my life, and it didn't.
I bought a gun. It's like, okay.
I didn't buy a gun, but I'll tell you, I spent a lot of time in my room in the dark where I was like, I'm really sad. This didn't. I was like, I hope this will do something. I'm not going to say who. Someone very close to me said to me, the exact words they said to me were like, so you're just going to keep doing this comedy thing? Wasn't the special supposed to be your big break and now it didn't really work out? And like, shouldn't you just quit? And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay.
My mom actually did say that. I'm not even kidding. My mom said it was.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have one younger sister.
I'm just like, can you not be like your sister? We're proud of her.
Yeah. I'm being honest, my sister's a special ed teacher. They are proud of her. She's a great person. She's honestly one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet on this earth.
And then you.
Way better than me. Yeah. Something went off the rails with me. I have a civil engineering degree from Purdue, which is a top 10 engineering school. Okay. And I was like, I'm going to be a comedian.
No.
I'm like, I don't even want it. I'm like,
but
I don't even want it.
That was the problem, because if they see you as engineer.
Yeah.
Now, if they see you as a person, then you become a comic, it's mm-hmm. okay. If they see you as a civil engineer and they're like, I'm going to be a comic, that's yeah. when the disappointment is like, ah, you were
Looking
so close.
Back, I regret not pretending to be stupider as a kid. Like, I was always yeah. good in school, and I was like, I should have been okay in school, and then I could have just done whatever I wanted with my life, and there would have been no expectations. Expectations really crush everything.
Yeah, no, and if you get the degree, like, your parents, like, you were so close to make it.
Yeah, they're like, we could. it's like an Asian kid with being a doctor. Like,
yeah, it's like, you won the mat contest in yeah. school, and then it's like, I'm going to make it. Just like, ah.
Yeah. It's like deciding to do art when you're Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, no, I'm gonna do art. It's like, no,
no, we need you to make nukes. Get your ass in there and make nuclear bombs.
Okay, because last year I wanted to do a special.
Yeah,
like, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna prepare to do it this year, and I even got into a producer kind of like guidance course.
Yeah.
With some really nice like producers from Venezuela, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And one of the things, like, let's grow first my reach,
following.
Following, and because of that, this was born, like, the podcast.
So yeah,
podcast is a nice way to like grow following. And I was like, okay, I'll do the podcast. But then I realized, like, and I believe I'm ready to do 30 minutes, but I'm not ready to have a special.
Yeah, so I think it's
you have to eat.
Oh, I will. But
you have to.
I hate.
You have. My mom watches this, and every time I get something and I eat it, and the guest not, my mom is like furious at me.
Really?
Just like.
Oh, now I'm not going to. Just
like, you're eating all the food.
Just for the bit, I'm not going to do it now.
Mom.
Mom. He said I couldn't have any of it.
Mom, mira. Yo le llevo
no.
comida.
No.
Y ellos no quieren.
No. Escucha a mí.
Es mi culpa.
No, escucha a mí. He said I couldn't have any of them, Mom. He said not a part of.
Before, but how do you feel with your special? Like, you feel that you were not ready?
I don't know if I wasn't. Here's the thing.
Okay.
It was like I got an opportunity. I talked to a few people before I said yes to it too, but I got an opportunity and I was like, all right, well, maybe this will be good experience. But I wasn't at a level. I was literally like trying to build a special through doing open mics, and like,
okay, yeah.
And like Nathan Clemens, who runs the Comedy Cabin now out in Janesville, he helped me a little bit. He gave me some spots where I could do like 30-40, and that helped. And so I kind of was building through like open mics and then like 10-minute spots, which isn't a great way to build a special because you don't really get to dial it in.
Five.
And then like, so like I mean, it went well. It sold out 2 shows at Lincoln Lodge, back-to-back shows. It was packed. So it was a good crowd. It was okay. Looking back on it, I'm like, these jokes all could be better. Like, you look back, I'm sure everyone looks back at specials and they go,
There's some people that.
There's some people that. Whatever. But I know what you're talking about. There's some people who probably shouldn't have put out specials at all. Some people should have just stuck to doing podcasts and turning into Republicans.
There's another Latino with a podcast. Just keep doing that.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Joe Rogan.
Yeah, like, he's a better podcaster.
You could stop doing stand-up at this point if you're
in. Just do a podcast. Like,
yeah.
And there's something that there's someone that is like the other way, like Consegura and Big Pressure. I don't see too much like Two Bears, One Cave.
Yeah.
But they're fucking killers doing stand-up.
Tom's great.
Have you seen Bear Crusher? I saw Bear Crusher's live in Chicago.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really?
His storytelling, amazing. And one person like passed out in the crowd.
Really?
Because of
laughing?
No, it was like a sugar problem.
So it wasn't even from laughing.
No, it was
and
not.
And you brought
laughing.
It up like it was.
Because the riff he made, I don't remember exactly what he said at the end. But I believe he made like a speech like, oh, well, this really affects me. And he kind of crying because recently I have problem with my health.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, hey, actually like it was not funny. It was like, hey, you're if you keep going the path you're going, you're fucking gonna die.
Yeah,
you have two daughters, you have a wife, you like look at them,
yeah,
and then decide if you're gonna keep being. And it was like this emotional moment that everybody was like super connected. And then he's like, so anyways, I was farting, you know, like, and yeah, everybody, like, the explosion of laughter, because, like, that's so anyway, my dick, what I was saying, and it was, like, so good. And then he's like, is the person okay? Yeah, okay, let's get going. And then he brought the energy up. That is really difficult when someone passed out in the crowd. So it's like, this guy is good.
You have to say something about it. You can't just be like, well, that happened. Well, let's keep trucking along.
You know what I hate? When something happens in the room and whoever is on stage doesn't address it. It's like, you have
depends to address it. Depends on what it is. I mean, if it's like someone talking, I try to like be like, all right, I'll ignore this for until I have to.
Yeah, but it's like so someone like pass out. Is
but yeah, no, if it's like a situation, yeah, you probably
you're gonna be like, so my jokes.
Yeah, no, definitely no. Okay, yeah.
I always bring topics. So the topics I brought for you, you have one joke that I'm gonna be completely honest. I believe like it could be so much better than
really
what it was. But again, I saw it in open mics. I didn't see it like fully developed. It's a joke that you said, like, thanks to internet, we know.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about because you brought it up to me before.
Yeah, that we know stuff that we shouldn't.
I don't even do that joke anymore.
That joke, the premise is so fucking good.
I've heard people do similar things. I'm like, I don't need to do this.
But you don't have to do similar things. You have to do your thing. Because, I know. Because the way, it's such a good premise. The premise is.
I could say the bit.
Yeah, you can say the bit.
So the bit is, I go, because of the internet, we know things about ourselves that we wouldn't know. Like, I know that are like watching videos of people clean carpets, which is not something you could know before the internet. Like, I couldn't go into a store and be like, hey, could I watch you clean these carpets? Exactly. It's not a sex thing, I swear.
It can be so much.
Yeah, you could more. Do. I could expand on it for sure. But I mean, I didn't really commit to expanding on it.
Bring it back.
I could.
I would love hilarious. To have a bro like, bring it back.
It's hilarious when you have bits and then comedians bring them up and you're like, I fucking forgot I did that.
Okay, this is for you. Okay.
Why are you gay?
Well, that's a complex. That's a complex. That's a very complex answer to that one.
But I believe you should bring it back because maybe with the experience that you have now,
yeah,
you can like develop something. Because I thought like carpets is one thing. Like, and I wanted to talk about the rest of the things that you find thanks to the internet. You're like, I didn't know I would like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty.
Restoration is you got a fucking rusty knife, and it's like, let's make this shiny again. It's like, I'll watch that shit.
Yeah, no, there's like a million of those. I'll watch all of them, too. People mowing lawns. I hate mowing lawns. I used to get
but
irate.
Watching people doing
it? Watching someone doing it, I'm like, damn, look at that.
But thanks to us, you're not going to watch it anymore.
Damn, no more watching. Yeah, that's funny.
The videos also disappear.
No, they're taking them down. Yeah.
But there's a guy that he's a white guy, so he's still Mexican mowing. Jobs.
Yeah,
and he just goes to houses.
He just goes to houses. He doesn't even do mowing as a job anymore. He just does the content.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now and he power washes too. SB power washing. I watch them both.
There's games. Of like the game. There's a game.
Phone
that
games.
You just have,
yeah, I know. It's insane.
Power washing machine. Yeah, it's insane. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane what we'll do to pass the time instead of just really doing it in real life.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to clean my car.
I want to clean
this car.
I have a bit about playing Hotel Tycoon on my laptop at work and getting in trouble. It's like, I'd rather do an imaginary job than a real job. Yeah.
Like my friends, they got, like, obsessed with, like, the cooking game. It's a famous game about, like, cooking. It's like, you have, like, different characters and you have, like, make the dishes. And
okay.
I don't remember the name right now, but it's, like, a cooking
game. Does Gordon Ramsay yell at you while you do it?
No, but things get burned and the customers yell at you. And my friend's like, you should play with us. And I was like, I am a cook in real life. I don't want to end my shift to go home.
That's a cook.
Like,
it makes me think of this scary movie 4 when he's like, he's a crane operator and he leaves and he goes into a bar and then he starts playing a crane operator again.
Yeah, it's like you want to do that shit. Like,
yeah, you don't want to do your, yeah.
I want to do another person job, like cleaning a fucking car with a
power machine. Isn't that funny though that comedians though, we do stand up on stage and when we're off stage, we're also like, God, give me attention, make these people laugh.
I believe being a comic is so weird. Like, Melvin Stewart, he has a joke that I really love that he asks the people, he's like, hey, would you hit? Like, would you hit? He asks, like, different people. And then he says, and I love the joke, like, I love doing stand-up because it's the only art form that you can ask people if they want to have sex with you, and no one gets offended. Everybody laugh, and then my wife doesn't leave me. It's like, okay,
that's funny. Yeah, that's actually funny.
He's like, yes,
it is. Yeah, that's true. And it's true. You can, like, say pretty out of pocket shit.
Yeah, once I riff about it, there was a lady. She was laughing the whole show, and she had like a really peculiar laugh. It was in Laugh Factory, and she had big tits. During the whole show, all the comics were like, oh, yeah, the big tit lady.
Yeah.
And I have a show when I talk, like I said, like, someone had big tits. And it's like, oh, it was her. Like you have big tits. And I was, like, getting into this, like, flirting for, like, the joke, for the punchline. And then I realized it's like, being a comedian is the only job that you're like, hey, you want to fuck with me? And then you're like, what's up, black guys? How are you?
Yeah, it's the only thing where you could, like, address things bluntly.
What is the wildest riff you have done? Like, you're like, okay, this was wild.
Out of pocket? I don't know. Well, I mean, one of the craziest things I ever did was one time I was at the 11 p.m. at Laugh Factory, and it was like a rowdy audience. I was trying, this is back when JFL was a thing, just for laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was trying to just get 5 minutes on tape anywhere, and I like had my camera set up. And this audience was, like, so loud and wouldn't stop talking. So I was like, ah, fuck it, whatever. And then I just started insulting everyone. I started insulting.
Fuck you.
Literally, that's what I did, which was not so, it was a very good learning lesson in my life. Because I was like, all right, well, I was trying to record something, but fuck you guys because you can't shut the fuck up, is what I said. And then I was like, and then someone was like, well, then tell a joke. I'm like, and if you would shut the fuck up, I would. And then they all shut up and let me tell my jokes. And then they started laughing. And I had them on my side.
Okay,
and
cool.
And this is where the lesson comes in. And then I went, and I should have just been okay with them being on my side and kept going. And I went, see what happens when you dumb motherfuckers listen?
They're like, boo. And
then, yeah, I really lost them. I was like, that was a big mistake. I shouldn't have said the second part.
Like, you're overstepping yourself. Yeah. Okay, we're going to make a little pause so he can reflect about his actions. And we're going to be back. And we are back. He was just apologizing to everybody he insulted during comedy. And then insulting them again. Like, that's what Brian wrote.
I was apologizing to everyone.
And then it's like, actually, fuck you.
Fuck you guys.
Actually, fuck all of you. Okay. This topic, I like it because it happened kind of recently. Have you ever had this kind of dreams that you wake up and you still feel like the sensation or the emotion of the dream and it fucks your day?
Yeah, all the time.
Like, last time it happened to me, like, I was just talking, like, I'm dating, and I just, like, went with her to the bus stop, and I have a dream about my grandmother. And when my grandmother was alive, I was, like, 8. And I didn't appreciate her because when you're a kid, you're stupid and you don't care about family. It's like, oh, let's visit your grandma. It's like, I don't want to go because she doesn't have video games. Yeah. It's boring, blah, blah, blah. And, but I feel like I should have been more connected to her. So whenever I dream about her, I wake up and I feel bad that I didn't, like, spend more quality time with her. And that fucks my day.
Yeah.
That's like, dude, like, I'm such an asshole, you know? It's like,
yeah, I have a really good memory. So, and also, you're not supposed to dream every night, and I do. Like,
every night?
Every night. Every night. I dream every night.
Let's talk about dreams.
I never get into deep sleep ever. Because I'm so anxious, probably. But,
okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah. What are you, my therapist?
How does that make you feel?
My therapist wasn't like that at all.
Gay.
That's more what he was like.
Your therapist like, you are gay.
That's literally, yeah, dude. No, the last therapist I saw was like, why? Just fucking don't do that. I was like, that's probably what I needed.
Your therapist.
Women.
Honestly? Yeah. That's kind of what he was like.
Okay, like, what was the last that you remember that made you feel like it fucked up your next day?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I remember a dream from when I was a kid that fucking still haunts me. I was being chased by, like, skeletons.
Okay, but, like, many?
Yeah, like, a bunch. Like, it was like a video game. Like, okay. I felt like I was in a video game. And then, like, I remember one time I was, what's it called? When you dream and you can control it.
I have done it that I can control it once.
Yeah, I did it once, and it was, I turned into Iron Man and flew around. It was sick.
No, that's not the... That's sick.
Kind of a waste, right?
More sick. Because I believe 3 or 4 times that I realize it's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 3 of those 4, it was like too late in the dream to control it, mm-hmm. but it was like, oh, I'm dreaming, and then like in the dream, like minutes later, I wake up. Once, like early on, I was like, wait a minute, this is a dream. I was like, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I realized I can like do whatever I want, and I fuck my crush.
That's cool.
That's what I did. I was like, you know what?
One little sex dream.
You're like, I'm going to be Iron Man.
That's way cooler.
I'm going to have Siri talk
to me. Why? Because I can never actually do that. You could fuck your crush if you got the courage to hit on her. I can't be Iron Man in real life. That's the sickest thing you could do.
No, fucking your crush is better.
No, trust me, it's not. I've fucked a few of my crushes now. And
you're like,
I would rather have been Iron Man.
Let's tag her.
It's a long list.
Let's tag her in the comments.
It's a long list.
Long list of crushes that you have fucked.
Short list, all right. Okay. Yeah, short. Not as long as I was trying to make it out to be.
Okay. What is the sickest? Have you had recurrent dreams? Because that
lately, I've been dreaming about having to piss. Like, I'll start peeing, and then I'm like, oh, I need to wake up and pee. Which is kind of cool that my body's like, hey, just so you know.
Don't pee on your fucking bed.
Don't pee on your bed, yeah. Where it's like, hey, we're going to piss in the dream, then you better get the fuck up. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, but I have a few of recurrent dreams.
Yeah.
That they're so fucked up because it's like, how do you dream the same shit? Like,
because your mind's focused on it still.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but one, it was like, I was like a kid spy, something like that. I was
Spy Kids, the movie?
No, it was like a spy, and I was in prison. They started in prison.
You're in prison?
It was a prison for kids. And then, like, we managed to escape.
Was this at the border?
Yeah, like, actually. And that's why. I escape, and then, like, for some reason, I was, like, rollerblading through, like, to escape. And these guys were following, in suits, were following me, also rollerblading. And I end up, like, in, like, a NASA spaceship, and I go to another planet. It was, like, so fucked up, but I remember everything because I dreamed that dream, like, 7 times.
So, if I were to interpret it, I would say you're trying
not
to...
Okay.
You're trying to outrun something so you can reach a height that you want to.
Now, at 8, I was like, I need to outrun this situation.
You're like, I need to get out of this situation so I can go be a comedian in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I can have a podcast.
Yeah, I'm Bream Brian Rowe.
And we could talk about how he gets no respect. I get no respect.
No respect. And he.
You ever watch Dangerfield?
No.
You don't know who Rodney Dangerfield is?
No.
Oh my God, really? Yeah. That's fascinating. He's a really funny. He's a good dude to look up if you get a chance. He was a comedian and then he quit, and he was like a salesman for a while, and then he went back into comedy like late 30s, early 40s.
Are you projecting?
No.
It's you?
No, it might end up being it. But, like, his whole act was like, I get no respect. And then he just did, like, one-liners, and they were fucking hilarious. They're always so funny. Like,
this is you?
No. I don't do one-liners. It could never be me. I don't write one-liners.
I cannot write.
I just do, yeah. I just stories, because I'm like, this is, I know how to talk. I know how to say these things that happen to me.
Okay, I'll look at the host's name again.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay, I'll look it up. But you were talking because I said, like, I have the same dream many times, or because I was escaping something?
Oh, we were talking. We just went on a tangent, buddy. That's
yeah, I know. I was trying to get back.
No, but yeah, no, you, I think you're probably as a kid just wanted to get out of a situation.
Yeah, it's like, fucking Venezuela.
I mean, you
fucking chavismo. I was like, escape the chavismo. But. I didn't know you dream every
that, yeah, I dream every night.
But have you been have you gone to like a dream studies or something?
No, I probably could, but nah.
Are you usually good or
I'm Italian, Irish, and German, so we kind of just tight grip life and just keep going. Yeah. Just God damn it, just keep going.
What is the worst dream that you remember? The nightmare.
It's always something chasing me. I don't like the idea of being chased, like.
I'm glad you're not Venezuelan.
I'm not gonna say it. Yeah, no, it's always something like trying to kill me, like chasing me.
Okay, like what?
I'm terrified of death, so it's always something with that.
I'm not terrified of death at all. Like,
you aren't until you are. Most people say I don't believe. Here's the thing: when people say they aren't, I'm like, you didn't think about it enough. You haven't thought about it enough. I've thought about it a lot.
Okay, well, was it like I asked this to the last person I had on the podcast. So, what's the way that you would like to die?
I'm not. I have no plans to. I plan to live forever.
You're not gonna leave.
I'm a lunatic.
It's not happening.
If technology keeps up, it's very possible. I'll barrel roll out.
Yeah, let's see.
That's funny.
That will be a nice clip, and then I'll be in jail. But
I plan to live forever.
Immediately after, like
a lot of people in my family live into their 90s.
Dude, that's not forever.
No, but I'm saying all I need to do is wait it out until technology keeps up. We're on the path to it right now.
Apparently, there's a lot of people that are frozen already.
Yeah. Walt Disney, for sure.
Yeah, but would you... Technology is not around. Not yet.
How? I don't know.
We're like 70-something. You're 70-something. And you're like, I'm about to die. But they're like, they give you opportunity. Hey, we can freeze you now.
Oh, yeah. Brother.
You'll take it?
Yeah. Load me back up in a little bit.
We don't know if we're going to defreeze you later, but...
Well, then I'll just die. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Either run me back up or I die either way.
Okay.
So it just makes sense.
What if they told you that at like, in order to have better chance of waking you up, we need to freeze you up 55.
Fine. Run me back up. Let's do it again.
And you're on tour.
Well, that's different. Right. I'm saying this as a 31-year-old single guy. I mean, at 55.
I thought you were older than me.
Really?
I'm older than you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's not good for you.
I'm 32.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. When did you start doing comedy?
2016.
Down in Venezuela?
Yeah. In English, I started in 2022.
Okay. How different is it to do it in a different language? It's got to be insane.
The
delivery mechanism has to be completely different.
Yeah, like completely different. Yeah. Actually, I have shows in Miami this next week.
Yeah. Are you doing it in Spanish?
So far, I have five shows. Mm-hmm. And three of them in English. No, three in English, two in Spanish. I am afraid for the ones in Spanish.
Because you haven't done it in so long.
I haven't done it in so long. And the things that people laugh at are different. The timing is different. I was telling him, the person I'm dating, that there's one joke that I say, oh, yeah, I used to sell sweet pastries.
Mm.
That moment, I hear mumbling always in the crowd. I was like, well, motherfuckers, I know it's pastries, da-da-da. Mm. And I have a joke about it. It's like, I always say pastries because I work in a fucking restaurant and we recently closed the patio. And I was like, oh, we're going to close the patio? And so I was like, it's patio. And it's like, okay, it's patio or pastry? Fuck you. And I was like...
No, you're doing the whole thing about language. Yeah.
But when I say that to us, a crowd that speaks Spanish,
the word's different.
I say, yeah, you know, sweet pastries, and no one says nothing. They're like, yeah, I know it's sweet pastry. I know it's pastries. And people are like, no, I believe you said it good the first time.
Yeah, no, well, you're talking,
yeah, I believe it's pastries. Yeah. That's a nice way to pronounce it.
But if you're doing it in Spanish, the words are different too. So you can't do word jokes. Like that, you know?
Yeah, actually, the reason that I'm scared, I have some jokes that are like, I know if I translate this, it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, when you have a joke that is really good, is because you try many times, and you, like, you fix this, fix this, and then it's like, okay, now it's a good joke. When you translate it, it's like, this is the first time you say it.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
This is the first, like, this is the only opportunity you have to say, and it's like, it feels like you're trying in an open mic, like a new joke for the first time. It's like, you still don't know, like, oh, this was not funny. I should take this out.
I mean, the way grammar structure is different in Spanish than English, too. So, I mean, that's...
I mean, it's cool to be able to do it in that language. But at the same time, it's like, I am afraid of doing it this in Spanish because I'm probably going to have some of the jokes that I'm working
on. Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to be aware of that going into it and then just... fucking throw the ball.
If not, what I'm gonna do is like, I'm gonna be like, fuck you, yeah. Fuck you.
Pinche pendejo.
Pinche pendejo. You just let me say my fucking jokes. And then, like, when I say my jokes, I do it good. And then it's like, you see what happened?
I'm doing it in English now. Fuck you guys. I've been doing it. You know, fuck the Spanish. Yeah.
Fuck the fucking
It'd be very funny to flip on a Spanish.
Cállate, cállate,
hey, suck my dick. I'm doing it in English now. You guys can learn this.
Yeah, this is the language of this country. I just become like
I'm a hardcore Republican.
Yeah, like a super white guy. I was like, speak English. You speak it.
That's actually fun. It'd be funny to do that on stage. If this doesn't go well, it'd be funny to say that in Spanish. If this doesn't go well, I'm going to...
The premise is like, you want to see how I become Republican real quick.
You could say that on stage.
There you go.
speaking. Yeah. Motherfucker, you fucking.
And then that would work for you because you could do it on stage, and then you could, if it's not clicking, you can call it back and go, oh, I'm feeling the English coming on.
That was too much. I'm so sorry. I come from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. No, that's funny to do on stage.
Okay. We have, we're on 3 minutes. We're going to, like, we're going to end on one more question about dreams.
Mm-hmm.
If you can control a dream right now, you're dreaming. Mm-hmm. You're dreaming, and in the dream, you're in a castle.
Okay.
You're in a castle, in a big room in a castle, and you wake up, and it's like, I cannot afford this shit, so I'm probably dreaming. What would you next step?
What was the next thing I'd do?
Yeah, what would you do?
I would turn to Iron Man and then fuck my crush. What are you talking about?
Both.
I would do both. I would take your idea and my idea. And then I'd get to have both now.
But will you fuck her with the suit?
Yeah, it'd be sick.
The name of your crush so we can put it.
No. I'm not doing that. Get myself in trouble here.
Okay. This is going to come out, like, I believe, 3 weeks. So any shows you have in late February, April?
Let's see.
Mamá, yo le dije que comiera pizza. No quiere comer pizza. No es mi problema, es su problema. Yo le dije, come. Y él le como, lo hago después. Para que sepa, mamá.
3 weeks. I'm at Tight Ship on March 6th.
I want to fucking do that show.
Yeah, I mean, this is my first time doing it. Saturday, March 8th, I'm in Milwaukee at Don't Tell.
That's
a random spot. Laugh Factory Late Show, Friday, March 28th. Laugh Factory, 9 p.m., March 30th. And then I'm out at Comedy Cabin, April 16th, hosting for Sam Miller.
Nice. Yeah, fucking nice.
Yeah, Sam Miller's cool, so it'll be fun.
Nice. Okay, so there you go. Follow him. Do not watch his special.
Don't watch. Actually, don't. It's not on my YouTube.
You took it out?
Well, it's not. It's on the company's YouTube. So the company filmed it, and it's on their YouTube. So, I mean, watch it. Give them business. You can give them business, but, I mean, it's not going to do anything for me.
Do yourself. Don't watch that shit. Watch the art on the the flyer for the... Yeah, you can watch it. No.
Watch more of these podcasts. That's what you should do.
A little bit.
There's other people who are more interesting in this scene. You should go watch those people. Yeah. They get respect, unlike me.
Don't watch another Latino with a podcast. Watch Beyond Bars. Watch... I want the Gazelles. Fuck that. Like, they were nominated and I won it.
Yeah.
Because there's more Venezuelan that were... Like, we trick them. They're like, if you vote for this guy, we can get
is
you.
Is that how you got this? Is that how you won this trophy? Yeah, it's like... You tricked a bunch of people?
Yeah, if you vote for this, we can get you into the
country. You were bribing people with citizenship?
Yeah, you want a green card, you have to vote for another Latino with a podcast. And it worked.
That's how you win.
Yeah, and then
welcome
I call...
Welcome to the entertainment industry, baby.
I'll call eyes on them, so they're not here anymore. Thank you. Adios. Bye. No, you have to say adios.
Adios.
In Spanish, yeah. Adios.
Buenas noches.